Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, I love a bit of this. Ah, yes! Hey, this Sunday, the second part of Back to Barrytown will air on RTE1. The show is a celebration of Roddy Doyle's famous trilogy of novels, which became much-loved movies in the early 90s. Last week it was The Commitments, and this week it's The Snapper, which, as you know, tells the story of the Curley family, who became the talk of the town, that's Barrytown, when it's discovered that daughter Sharon Curley, is pregnant. Tina Keller, who plays Sharon, is with me in studio. How are you doing, Tina?
Hi, you right?
And Ruth McCabe, who played her mother, Kay Curley, is down in a booth somewhere. Hello, Ruth.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
You see, we put you in a booth because you're used to doing it, because you do a lot of voiceover work.
Oh, not half enough. not half enough. Because it's so recognisable.
Yeah, I love your voice, though. I have to say,
Thanks
your voice.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. When did you discover you had a voice like that?
Oh, when I was a tiny child, everybody would say, the grown-ups would say, have you a sore throat, love? Have you a sore throat? You just got so used to saying, no, I don't have a sore throat.
That's the way I talk.
Yeah.
That's the way I talk.
But it's my mother's voice, actually. It's
exactly
the same, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, well, it served you well over the years, hasn't it?
Not well enough.
So. Oh, it was the poor mouth from Ruth McCabe.
Do you think? Do you want some talk? Anyway, I won't go into it.
Okay. Listen, I've seen this. I've seen the documentary. It's going out on Sunday night.
Oh, you're ahead of us.
Yeah,
so.
I got a sneak preview, and it's great, and it brings back all the lovely memories of The Snapper. And the one thing that comes across in nearly every interview in it is that you had the crack, Ruth. Did you? You had the crack when you were making it.
We had a great time, didn't we, Tina?
Yeah, we did. It was a joy.
Stephen's a fabulous director, and what you have is a fantastic script in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, just every single scene, you know. The material was fantastic. Like, how could you go wrong? People do, but we didn't, you know.
and did you know that it was that good when you read the script?
I would say absolutely. Wouldn't you, Tina?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, from my point of view, I really, really was praying to God. Like, you do long to get to play parts, but Sharon, I really, really longed to play that. Like, reading the novel alone, and the novel is so much in dialogue too, and Roddy writes such beautiful dialogue, and he writes beautifully for women.
Yeah.
So yeah, we really wanted to do it.
And of course, The Commitments had been this international success. So when The Snapper came along, everybody wanted a bit of it and wanted to be part of it. Is that true, Tina?
Well, I don't think we thought about it. The Snapper was being made for television.
Right.
So what we wanted to do was tell a really good story, I think.
Yeah, I have to say The Commitments wasn't in my head.
Wasn't
at all.
No.
I mean, not in a negative way, but it just wasn't. I mean, the material that was in front of us and this fantastic story that was so utterly contemporary and so pertinent and so real. This was the story that we had to tell.
And Ruth McCabe, you played Kay Curley so brilliantly, the Irish mother.
Thank you.
You know, because I have an Irish mammy. As we all have.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And one of us didn't go off, but my dad was a regular, he's in the army, so he was regularly off in Cyprus or Lebanon. So I recognised the blue beret and all that sort of thing. And the madness in the house, so many people. And just the noise, the constant noise in the house.
Yes.
But you said very little.
Well, I mean, what can she say? I mean, one of my favourite scenes is Sharon coming down the stairs saying, you know, what about River? What about all these other names? And the mother's loading up the washing machine. And then Sharon says, some help you or... It's kind of like...
Oh, yeah, she's doing everything for you.
Yeah, but she's doing everything for everybody. Yes, I mean, it's a classic small supportive part.
Yes.
And she's... But we know exactly who she is. In another way, she's holding it all together in a very quiet, slightly depressed way.
Yes. And as you say, Roddy's writing was so good in that he got Kay so well, Irish mammy so well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sharon Curley, like, so much to do there. You know, it was just such a lovely party.
Absolutely. Brilliant. Yeah.
I was watching it and Stephen Frears says that the first scene they shot, which is interesting, was the pub scene where Sharon tells her mates that she's pregnant.
Really? I can't remember. Is that
right? That's it.
Right.
So he's an Englishman, quite a proper Englishman.
Yeah.
the director, coming over to Ireland. Yeah. And you have these four Irish actors, including yourself, with Dublin accents. They're calling you Shartan and all that sort of thing. And he says in the documentary that he doesn't quite understand what's going on, but he knows it's brilliant.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons that Stephen's such a good director, is that he's really open to learn about whatever the story he's telling. He wouldn't decide, this is the way I'm going to shoot, I'm doing this. He was open for help around him and to learn what the Irish life was like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah.
And he trusts, respects and likes actors. You'd be astonished at how unusual that is.
That is true.
Oh, I love you, Ruth.
But it's true. Yeah. So he doesn't, he's not trying to control you or get in your head. He absolutely trusts that you're going to do your job. Mm. He has responded and loves this script and he's going to shoot it. Yeah. In a way that is, I mean, think of the late, great Karen Woodley. God, we have to think of her.
Yeah.
When you talk about that.
Playing Yvonne.
Oh, oh yes, wonderful. Yes, when she turns her head like a weapon and says, who are you having it for? And there's the bullseye. Yeah. There's the whole nub of the plot.
Yeah.
Right Georgie on the Burgess. Money. Georgie the big, Burgess. Big question.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's fantastically shot, that.
Yeah. Mm. And just, you were saying there, Tina, that it was made for television.
Yeah.
And then it got such a huge reaction in Cannes.
Yeah.
That it got a cinema release.
Yes. Like I was lucky enough to be over in Cannes with Colm and Stephen and Linda Miles, the producer. And yes, the distributors were dropping down bottles of champagne to our table at dinner after the screening, saying you have to release this. I think Stephen was a little nervous initially because it was really shot intentionally, very grainy, to look kind of like a documentary style.
Yeah.
So eventually he was, thank God, persuaded to let it go into cinema.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Are you surprised, shocked that we're still talking about it? 27 years, was it 27 or 28 years or 29 28 years?
28 or 9 maybe, because it was screened on I think, BBC 93, I think it was televised then. Yes, yes. So we would have shot at least a year before.
Yeah.
Pleasantly surprised. I mean, it's amazing. And also the fact that so many, the next generation keeps getting introduced to it by their parents and loving it, I'm not hearing young ones saying like, it's a bit dated like, but it's grand. Yeah. I'm actually hearing that they love it.
Yeah, and although it was shot for telly and with low budget, it was a small movie with a huge heart.
Yeah. Yeah,
but and also, but yeah, but like the technical skill is fantastic. Like, I mean, Stephen decided this is the domestic story, we'll make it for television. I think the producers wanted a film, and he thought, no, television, it's domestic, it's small.
Yeah,
yeah,
and he's right.
Yeah,
and time is the only test, isn't it?
Well, you're right there, and it stands the test of time.
Oh, it's as fresh as the day it was made.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, Kay Curley, also known as Ruth McCabe, there's iconic scenes. There are a lot of iconic scenes in The Snapper, but you and Colm Meaney sitting on the couch, you're doing your knitting, and there's nothing on the telly. Let's have a listen.
There's nothing on the telly tonight, is there?
It's never anything on.
Oh, you're right, of course, but there's absolutely nothing on tonight, is there?
Suppose a ride is out of the question.
Hang on till I get this line done.
You serious?
Suppose so.
You're not messing now?
No. Just let me finish the next line.
I'll go up and brush me teeth.
That'd be nice.
Oh, beautifully acted. The comic timing on that is brilliant.
Well, I mean, the writing's there.
Oh, it is, but the code, because I'm sure couples all over the country can identify that to this day. There's a code, you know.
Oh, yeah,
and for that particular couple, the code was, there's nothing on the telly. Wink, wink.
Exactly. There's nothing on the telly. None of my mates are in the bar. Having the price of a pint. Oh, God, what else can I do? to pass the time.
The worrying thing is, not the worrying thing, the coincidental thing is that Jenny, my wife, has taken to the knitting.
Oh God! And I'm not a knitter, but I knew that real knitters, because my mother is a real knitter.
Oh, so, yes.
They don't look at the knitting. They're looking at the television, or they're looking whatever.
Yeah.
You'd want to see the mess of stitches that would be there. Props fantastically had loads of them lined up.
See, these are the things we don't think about at all.
Oh, well, that was all I thought about in that scene was the knitting.
Yeah. Tina, you're loads of big scenes, obviously. But the scene in the shopping centre where Georgie Burgess is chasing you down.
Yeah, George's Mal in Dunleary,
Because he loves you. He thinks he loves you. He's a deluded middle-aged man, isn't he?
Yes.
And what age was Sharon supposed to be?
She's just gone 20.
Right, just gone 20, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so here it is.
And anyway, he was a Spanish sailor, if you must know.
Spanish?
Oh, I sleep around, Mr. Burgess, you know what I mean?
I find that hard to believe,
go
Sharon.
Go home, Mr. Burgess, go home.
Oh, no, Sharon, please.
Will you shut up before you make an even bigger sap of yourself? Go home.
All right. Okay. It'll be our secret, Sharon. I'll always remember you, Sharon.
Oh, go away, Georgie. Yeah, Burgess. Yeah. He is. He's embarrassing, isn't he? Even listen back to him. I'm absolutely cringing for him.
Yeah.
I'm scarlet
what
for
a
him.
Wonderful performance.
Yes.
Oh. Spot on.
The late Pat Laffin. Yeah.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
And you, when you were going for the part, you were thinking to yourself, well, I'm 5 years too old. This is your own words. And and you're from the country.
Yeah.
And they were looking for a pure blue.
They were looking for an actor. I mean, I know, we're actors. But at the same time, I thought about my cards on the table, probably because I knew, because as you said earlier, Stephen was an English director, and rather than snaking and letting on that I've got the right accent, I was going to be up front, put my cards on the table and say, but I still think I can give this a good go, if you let me.
Yeah.
I felt that I could. I felt I understood Sharon, so I said, yeah, too old, wrong county, but I'll give it a lash.
Yeah.
And I suppose the equipments, and you've looked at it now from a distance, I suppose, those movies, they opened up the Irish movie industry, did they? A good bit.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like I saw a young Brendan Gleeson in there in one of the scenes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was one of
Desi's friends.
That's right. Yeah, I think so. What do you think, Ruth? I mean, it can't have done any harm because it travelled so well and it was spoken of so dearly across the world.
I think it can't have done any harm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what we need to do is to look at the Danish film industry. You know, they're a small country. They're the same kind of population as ourselves. They started a film school where they concentrated really hard on writing.
Uh-huh.
And they had writing rooms so that you have four or five writers in a room together. And after about 10 to 15 years, you began to get the Tobias Lindons coming through. You know, that thing, The Investigation. Did anybody watch it on BBC Before Christmas?
I didn't see it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I think cooperation is hugely important in a small country.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
We've a lot of talented people, but they're all going on solo runs.
Yes.
If you could possibly get them in a room together, then you're onto some magic there.
Yeah. And invest in a long term.
Yes, yeah.
You know, it's not going to happen overnight. And it needs to happen. I mean, there's no question about the talent being here. You know, I wonder how many Danish mammies are, you know, sort of sitting around in playgrounds and saying, oh, did you see that thing from RTE last night? It was fantastic. I wouldn't think that many.
No, probably not.
No.
Now that you say it like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have a similar population.
They have similar
resources.
They have.
Available to them. Yes.
Exactly.
So like it is possible.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying,
their population is roughly the same as ours.
Yeah.
They had an economy that was largely agriculture based. I mean, I don't know now. They have a different ethos, but it is a country that we can compare ourselves to and an economy that we could compare ourselves to and that we should aspire to, you know. I mean, what's great about the Snapper is the quality.
Yeah.
And that thing that we were saying, that Stephen delegates and trusts the people he's working with.
Yeah. So the after, in the years since, Tina, the reactions that you've got over the years, because you're recognisable, obviously.
Still a bit, yeah. I hope so.
Of course you are.
So it was
if nothing, only the laugh. There must have been
some odd, nearly sort of uncomfortable, I'd say, you know, interactions with people.
Well, no, generally people are so positive because they feel very positive when they think of the Snapper and the feel-good vibe that it gives you. But I do remember, like, around about the time when it was released, being careful at night time with gangs of lads. Yeah. If you saw lads with a good few pints on them, whatever, I'd be keeping the head well down and ducking and diving. Yeah. Yeah.
Because with drink and all that, the fact and fiction.
It
gets blurred, the lines. And what about you, Ruth?
Well, just, I mean, that's the line that you tread. You've chosen a profession that is public in its nature, but you have your own life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as you know, Ray, you know, it's a line that you tread and it's a boundary that you have to keep. It's fine.
But
it's
I'm myself. It's different. You know what I mean? I can't be confused with anybody else, whereas you can be confused with Sharon Curley. I know it's odd, but people do, don't they?
The audience are very intelligent. Yes. And they know perfectly well that it's a person who's playing a part.
Right.
Yeah.
Tina doesn't. Not everybody.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I agree with you what I'm saying is the difference is though if a gang of lads have a load of drinks and they start slagging the lions across the street roaring at you. See, that's the difference. They know fine well you're not Sharon, but that's when it's duck and dive and good luck. Good night, Jemima.
Yeah,
no thanks.
So it's this Sunday night, 9:30, back to Barrytown, and the Snapper is featured. Let's see what they're saying. Many years ago, I had a flower shop in Mullingar when Tina Kelleher had a boutique with her sister.
Margaret.
Yes, it is Margaret. Yes.
Wasn't that class? I was going to give a call out to her in a weird way, and I did, obviously, telepathically.
Yes.
I was going to say, I'd love to say, where's Margaret in the world? How are you, Margaret?
She would talk about being an actor with such conviction that I never doubted she would be the talented actor she is. Well done, Tina. Margaret.
Yeah, she said to me, would you stop talking about it, just go and do it, she used to say.
Did she?
She did, yeah.
And who was she? She had a flower shop and you?
Yeah, I'd go down and I'd meet her for lunch most days. I was working, we had a boutique in Mullingar. Yeah. And I'd go down and meet Margaret for lunch and I'd be giving out about what I would do if I was an actor, what I wouldn't do. And she'd say, well, you stop talking about it, just go and do it. Well, lovely to hear from you, Margaret.
Yeah. I was standing at the traffic lights opposite the rotunda after getting off the Donegal bus when the famous van went flying in the front gate. This is one of the last scenes in The Snapper, taking Sharon into the hospital in labour. Great memories.
Oh, we had a great crack on that trip, yeah.
In the documentary, Colm Meaney and Roddy Doyle are watching The Snapper back in a pub. That's the thing, they're having a pint.
Yeah.
And they obviously, they're looking at you giving birth to Georgina. And Colm Meaney turns to Roddy Doyle and goes, God, she did that really well. She did that really well. She did that really well. And you did.
Aww.
Was that because there were tears and red face and sweat and very convincing. That's acting, says you.
Yeah. It's bursting a gut for you. Exactly.
I'm getting the hang of this now. I'm ready. You know.
Very good.
It's like Dougalin, Father Ted, you know, where Ted explains to him about the difference.
Far away, close.
I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Listen, enjoy watching it on Sunday night. It's a great romp down memory lane. And I'll just give them one more reminder. 9:30, back to Barrytown, The Snapper this Sunday. Tina Kelleher, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray.
Ruth McCabe, give us an old Sue Lella there, just for old time's sake.
Goodbye.
She's not cooperating. Okay.
No.
Right, good luck. See you.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.